Head over to the livestock side, Arlen. We have been seeing some lower numbers on the cattle. Feeders, though, have been kind of pushing upward. What are your thoughts? Is it waiting on the cash, or is it the cattle on feed report Friday?
Yes to all the above, but cash is still the ultimate driver of this market. The last month's cattle on feed report certainly had a few surprises in it. We saw that there were a lot more cattle out there that had been held off on lush spring pasture, brought in heavier weights, and we anticipate that trend to probably continue this month as well. When you look at the cash market, pretty similar to a week ago, with the packers offering 157 in the plains, the feeders asking 163. We ended up trading around 160 to mostly 161 on a live basis, and so setting up a very similar scenario. And of course, the futures market's at a big discount already to the cash market. So we're mostly consolidating this week in a fairly tight trading range.
What about for the hogs? I know they've been kind of bouncing back. Now, some contracts had dealt with some short covering within the trade as well. Is it Memorial Day? Let's get moved past this, start to focus on 4th of July.
Yeah, we're seeing some weakness in the cash market because next week's slaughter schedule is shortened because of Memorial Day, as you mentioned. However, we are still seeing these hogs hold some technical support areas. The June contract held above the 100-day moving average yesterday, and so that's causing us to consolidate in here and see a little bit more strength in the futures market, even though the cash market is steady to 50 cents lower, up to a dollar lower in some cases, like in Illinois today. And it's mostly consolidation now, trying to see if once we get past Memorial Day holiday weekend, we see some resumption of demand.
Anything else livestock-wise we need to be keeping an eye out for?
Well, bird flu, avian flu continues to be a concern for the market. We continue to wait to see when we're going to get enough heat in here to start slowing down the spread of the disease. Hopefully, as we get past Memorial Day and we start heating up temperatures, which is what forecasters are calling for, not only will that be good for crops, but also for killing this disease that's been spreading through flocks across much of the country, and reducing that problem until the temperatures cool again in the fall.